Welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another fun-filled Friday, a good Friday.
It is a good Friday.
For an SEO Internet Marketing podcast.
Thank you guys for tuning in. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you. That is because you do amazing things like go out and write a review. As short as it may be, we really appreciate it. Actually, Demiso Lockhart has been interacting with us on our Facebook page. You can find our Facebook page at facebook.com/ewebstyle. And Demiso actually has been interacting with us on our Facebook page, took the time. He went and created a short, simple user account on iTunes, and he put this review. You make SEO cool. That's it.
Hey, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I will.
Sweet. And the title of the review is "eWebstyle is the sh." What do you think he's saying?
I don't know. The
thing. No, that's the other search engine. You guys can stalk us at twitter.com/ewebstyle, youtube.com/ewebstyle. You can actually watch this video. We record it and broadcast it live at 9:15-ish, between 9:15 and 9:30 is when we start, Central Standard Time on Fridays. All you need to do is go to e-webstyle.com/SEO podcast. That'll take you to that page. Scroll down a little bit.
We should switch this to the happy hour.
So,
you see the thing that Dean sent?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
I'll tell you. We'll go over it.
Well, yeah, we did mention to Dean that we've got a lot of different things to cover here. We've got some action on our Facebook page. We've got this article by Captico, which apparently is about 3 minutes of broadcast time.
But it's a great topic, though,
Well, let's put out the teaser. Yeah. When is the best time to tweet, blog, and share blog content or share content? So that's some pretty good information. I've got a lot of little details on here. You got to go. I don't even know if we have a link to it because he sent it directly. We've got a listener, Guy Nimni. He's in Israel.
It's Nimni. I thought it was Nimni. Me with names.
That's what I wrote. You know, it could be maybe he abbreviated it on Facebook or something. He raps in Hebrew.
Yeah, that was awesome. He sent me a link to it. I'll post it after the podcast. I thought it was pretty fly because the first dude is rapping in English.
Well, yeah, Paul's comment was like, I don't know what you said, but it was awesome. And then I'm listening to it, and like the first half of it is in English. I'm like, what did Paul not understand?
Yeah, yeah. He sent me a link, and then this guy starts rapping, and I was like, that's not
English.
God.
That's not, yeah. And that's not Hebrew.
Yeah,
and I understand Hebrew.
And so then he jumps in and is just like, blah, 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 and I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but it's pretty live, though.
I listen to, I have a global hip-hop CD, and there's some French and some African rappers on it.
Oh, MC Solar.
Yeah. So good stuff, right? Is that from FIFA?
No, I just know of MC Solar. He's a very, very popular. He's like the Jay-Z of French rap, kind of.
For those of you who don't know, Charles just came out. We're going to bring him out a little bit later. He just came out with a video. It has a phenomenal amount of views. We'll announce that.
Yes.
And you guys can... kudos to Charles.
Yes. And it's in Spanish. He raps in Spanish. No, he doesn't rap in Spanish. He'll be live, though.
No, it's not Spanish. It's Hindi. That was the first foreign language that popped in my head. Let's see. Oh, you may have visited our Facebook page and seen a picture of us enjoying a frosty malt beverage while enjoying the Madrid-Barcelona game.
That was awesome.
And then Dean Calhoun hit us on our Facebook page, and he's like, did you hear they dropped the trophy and ran over it with the bus?
Yes, and I was like, somebody's got to die.
Yeah.
Because you just can't,
It's soccer. People die when you lose.
I know.
If you break the trophy.
That's it. Somebody's got to go.
Somebody, yeah. And I think it'll actually be justifiable in most courts in the world.
For real.
Here's an interesting one. You know, what do you think the fascination with like CSI and Law and Order, like why
cop shows like
States into it?
I don't know, but there's probably 10 cop shows that are on TV, probably 15
that are offshoots from Law and Order, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, like
CSI
Law
Miami.
Law and Order has like 3.
Yeah.
CSI I think has 3 or 4. And then there's another one. And then NYPD Blue has a, you know, there's like at least 10 mainstream cop shows that come on American television.
What do you think that, like, what do you think the fascinating?
I think people are like the criminal mind. Actually, right? I think people like.
So I kind of have this theory because there's an age at which and most people are attracted to watch fights because you're learning how to defend yourself. It from a safe environment, right? So I think there's a similar thing going on where people are watching these CSIs in case they ever have to commit a crime.
Yeah.
And I put to in quotes.
What I'd say is everybody wants to commit a crime.
Like there's
but
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not they're not gonna do it. But they're like, if I was gonna rob that bank,
I'd want to do it right.
That's how I do it. You know? I think people are really captivated by the criminal mind. Like, oh yes, I would love to do that, but
I'm not going to. And if I did, I would do it better than that dude who's in jail. Yeah. Well, here's how to do it better than the dude in jail. If you have an iPad, an iPhone, or some Android devices, don't take them with you while you're committing the crime, because actually GPS. They record. And return information back to Apple and law enforcement.
Somebody got caught?
It just mentioned it. I'm sure somebody has, right? Because the title of the article is Law Enforcement Knows This.
Wow. That is crazy. That's got to be some sort of privacy infringement.
Yeah. Well, there certainly are some complaints. And apparently to turn it off is non-trivial, you know, because you would want to turn that feature off but leave your GPS on, right?
But they could... They could turn your GPS on.
They
could Google,
run it. Yeah.
Android can turn your GPS on because I have a program that turns it on.
Well, that's a program, right?
Yeah.
So the trick on that is you'd want to be able to turn off the feature that uploads your data to Apple or mm-hmm. to Google, but still be able to use your GPS with software, different pieces of software.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the status of that is, but you know. In the interest of being better criminals.
And you know, I was telling Chuck the other day, this is a terrible idea and I hope it never happens, but I could see.
I love it. That's the best preface ever. This is terrible, terrible and idea. I hope it never happens. Let's never talk happens, about it.
But listen to it. I was saying, you know, I could see a time where, let's say you're walking by, and this was a bad example, it was the first thing that popped into my head. You're walking by a store and through your phone's GPS, it recognizes a deal because, oh, Google Offers came out. And it says, oh, hey, you're walking by E-Webstyle. They're having 3-for-1 tacos. I know that's a bad example, but I could see that.
Because our tacos are 4-for-1.
Yeah, for real. When you walk by someplace and they're like, oh, you're walking by the sushi store. They're having a 50% off sale right now. I could see it where it just pops up on your phone.
Yeah.
I think location
based. I think it's a great idea. I like it.
Well, I could see it just saying your phone just going black and an ad just being right, like, you know. It just coming across.
Yeah, that's a little. That's a.
Now, I think the concept is a good concept. I hope it never. I don't want.
Have you noticed on the top of Gmail it says, "We're trying to make ads better for us. Click here, better for you.
Yeah.
Click here and learn how." I finally clicked the other day, and it's a little video, and she's just outlining that actually, based on whether you declare say something spam or throw it into junk. They're going to figure out what you're interested in, what you're not interested in. Mm-hmm. So if you're reading an email that the text of the email is only subjects you're not interested in, they won't even bother showing you an ad.
That's one, it's smart, but what they really should have said is, we're reading more of your emails. We're following you wherever you go.
We know who you are.
We're watching you when you sleep.
Do you remember the Google toilet? There's a YouTube video about the Google toilet. You don't know that?
But I assume it's like...
Then they know what you eat.
Your urine is...
Then they know what you eat and where you ate.
You don't digest broccoli properly.
You need this ad, this
Lay
product.
Off the corn.
It's a good video. We should put a link to that on our...
They do that in Japan. I just remembered this. This a guy, shout out to a man, Howard Shepherd in Detroit. He did spend some time in Japan once, and he was saying, this was like 10 years ago. He says, they're working on that, where...
they can analyze your poop.
Your urine. Your urine to tell you, oh, you're about to get sick, or you have this bacteria in you, you need to go... This was 10 years ago.
I believe it.
I think it was 2000 he went, and they were
saying...
There was
a movie in like the about... can't remember the name of the movie, but it was about like a health clinic. Uh-huh. So you'd go there for weeks, and the whole premise, I think, of the health clinic is they'd analyze your poop and decide what your diet should be.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, but this was something they were working on, so I wouldn't. 10 years ago, I'd bet there's one somewhere.
I've got another piece of news. This is pretty interesting. Amazon EC3, which is a place where you can store data. Actually, it had an outage. It rarely happens. But that outage took down Reddit, Hootsuite, Foursquare, and Quora. A whole lot of massive websites.
Get it together, Amazon.
Yeah.
Seriously. And so discounted Amazon products?
Yeah, I want from Hootsuite, I want my money back. Oh, yeah. Wait. That's free.
I know. Damn. I want 20% off.
I want four tacos from eWebStyle.
There we go.
And Apple, I just like this. Apple is a tsunami-sized force to be reckoned with. And I wrote that title because the article was really interesting that, you know, the tsunami hit Japan, mm-hmm. and has caused a lot of supply chain issues for a lot of vendors of electronics, not Apple. Because they're such a preferred vendor, because they spend so much money, they get first dibs on whatever's available, which is all that's available.
Yeah. Here's what that really means. Apple and Steve Jobs goes, "Hey, we're sorry about this earthquake, but we really don't give a shit. You better have my microchips on the bus the next day or on the boat that next." That's really what it says.
Radiated or not.
Yeah. Get me my stuff. Hey, sorry, here's $1 million, you know, to cover, just so we can, you know.
It's a donation. I'm going to do a write-off.
Yeah. But get me my product. I want my iPhone 4 now.
I want my iPhone.
That's crazy. Here's the news. Google Offers just came out. I hope I'm not stealing your thunder, because Chuck's the one that actually told me about it. And it's only
and kind of like cities. Steve Jobs, you don't care, you're going to steal it anyway. Yeah.
It's Google Offers is out in the United States only. It's only in six cities, and I don't know what those six are. But it's not Houston, so who cares?
Yeah, just boo.
Yeah, really.
Man, we got boost first. Come on, we should be getting everything first.
Yeah, and if you don't know what Google Offers is, we talked about it. It's Groupon, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Googlepon. We talked about this a few weeks back. I said, Chris, you said Google tried to buy
Groupon
for $6 billion.
Yeah.
And they said no. And I specifically remember saying, okay, watch, Google's gonna come out with their own one. I was just kind of throwing it out there, whatever. And that's exactly what they did.
Fast.
Super fast. And that was this year. I think that happened. So that's crazy.
All right, Paul, I got a question for you. When is the best time to tweet, blog, and share content? By the way, we're bringing this up. We are an SEO podcast. Really, we're an internet marketing podcast, and one aspect of internet marketing is certainly social. We're constantly talking about the value of being social and providing content to be social, you got to provide some content. And so when's the best time? You know, if you're going to release some brand new awesome article, or again, Chuck just released a video, what's the best time? Is it best to release it on Monday afternoon, or can you adjust the amount of views that you get by, say, 10, 20, 30% just by releasing it at the right time? So
it's a great question.
When is the best time to tweet, blog, or share content?
And this, you know, this ties in very well to what we talked about last week. Last week, mm-hmm. we were really focusing on know your audience and know what social media that they use. Because you can just go out there and you can, if you're in an industrial industry, they don't really use Facebook as much. They use LinkedIn. So.
Oh, by the way, thanks for that. Reminds me, okay. Our tip from our last podcast.
Okay.
If you are in an industrial sector and you want to start your social efforts, start them with LinkedIn.
Start them with LinkedIn. So know what platforms, what social platforms your audience is using. And from last week, it's not always Facebook, even though we all gravitate to Facebook. It's not always Facebook's first one. And in fact, I think in the industrial sector, it was Facebook was last. It was LinkedIn, and then it was Twitter, and then it was Facebook. So this is a great tie-in. So know what platforms they're using, and know what time to get a hold of those people.
All right. So when is?
Wednesday. If you are using, if you are using Twitter, the best time to get retweeted is between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. The best day of the week to get retweeted is Friday. The best time of day to share on Facebook is 9 a.m. and the best day on Facebook is Saturday, which makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Because you know, when I get on Twitter every 6 weeks,
religiously every 6 weeks,
you know, I get on Twitter and bam, 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 real quick, and I'm done. When I get on Facebook, I spend a lot of time on Facebook. So I spend more time like browsing Facebook on Saturdays and Sundays. I don't post as all. I don't really post on the weekends. But I browse. I see what everybody else has got. And as a matter of fact, my post, I think, last Saturday was, Facebook makes me lazy. I used to browse the internet. Now I just get on Facebook and wait for people to post.
Tell me what to look at.
And so then I just go, look at that. And I spend a lot of time on the weekends doing it. So if you're going to share something on Facebook, share it on a Saturday where I'm, you know, at home in my drawers, looking at what you got. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm going to share this. And the best time to get your blog read was in the morning.
In the morning. We've heard newsletters should go out on Wednesdays. I don't have that in here. Now, we do have the king of social here, so let's bring him out and see if he's got any experience related to when he retweets, when he gets retweeted, when he Facebooks, when he shares.
When he shares. Just to recap, best day for Twitter, Friday. Best day for Facebook, Saturday. Best time for Twitter, 3 to 6. Best time for Facebook, 9 a.m.
Chuck's here. Welcome, Chuck.
What's happening?
So you had a video that was how'd that all play out? I heard it was with HubSpot and
yeah. So long story short, was went to Boston, did the HubSpot.
You made a cool video of your trip to Boston too. So people can check that out.
It's at iseorapper.com. Then we did a video. For inbound marketing, which is, you know, I won't call it a new technology because it's something we do.
Right.
You know, the whole thing about inbound marketing is really getting clients to come to you rather than you go fishing for them.
Right.
So instead of using TV, Yellow Pages, stuff like that, outbound cold calling, you rather do some SEO, some social, and have people find you.
Right.
And it's cheaper.
Right.
So we did the video.
And they're at least kind of looking for you. So yeah. It's a highly, what we would call highly targeted.
Exactly. So we did the video. Cool thing about it was HubSpot has a wonderful network
of
people.
Right.
I uploaded the video Wednesday, made it private.
Did you upload it Wednesday between 3 and 6 p.m.?
Uploaded the video Wednesday, kept it private. We had a marketing push for it. Push was going to start early Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday night, before I went to bed, about midnight, made it public. Got to work. We looked at it. It was like at 300 something views that morning.
Yeah, like 9, 8, by 10 or 9 or whatever.
Literally 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this morning I looked at it. It was over 7,300 views.
7,000
views. So I was like, either that's wrong or 7,000 people hit that video in a day.
Yep.
Which is serious business.
Yeah. It's called viral.
Yeah.
And so, it was pretty cool though.
So that was post a comment. Go check out the video. Did you post the video on the? Did you post a link to it on the Facebook page?
Not yet.
We will post the link on the Facebook page. Go post a comment, and if you really have nothing else to do, start a fight with somebody. Argue with someone else, because that's what other people.
If you're a loser and have tons of time to do nothing and waste your time,
I mean, some people just came up with the stupidest comments.
No, I ain't gonna call you out. I just responded to one.
DJ.
That's what I responded to.
Jackass or whatever.
DJ.
Marriott.
Something
like that. Is it really Marriott?
DJ such and such.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? DJ such and such. Hey, so. Hey, everybody start a fight with that guy.
Yes!
That'll be awesome. This guy goes on and decides to share that he was going to use HubSpot for his marketing, but this video was so disrespectful
to hip-hop.
To hip-hop that he's not going to use it. So I have a YouTube account.
That's got to be a blank stare.
I'm going to start a fight with that guy. I was just all caps like, what is wrong with you? I was going to use you for do something, but you're stupid.
Busted out the all caps.
Oh,
man. He's getting serious. Man, just make sure it's not from your iPhone because the cops can track you.
That's how you yell at somebody. You can't really yell. You're like, all caps. I hate you.
It's my point. You know?
Star, dollar sign.
All caps, I hate you. Retweet.
Ooh, he's even retweeting. So we covered that. We've got a little bit of other information. I don't know. You probably haven't seen this.
I have a question. Chuck, what are the cities for Google offers? There are six cities that are for Google
Portland,
offers.
Portland, I know, is one of them. It was some city in Florida, something like...
Well, we're not in Florida, so that doesn't matter.
There was nothing in Texas. Google. What's up with
Seriously,
Texas?
Though.
Come on, Matt.
It seems like every time they
issue... an offer. You know
what I'm saying? They release something, they pick different cities. Because we got the Boost. Tags. And little yellow...
And Boost.
We got Boost, too.
Okay. Yeah.
They cut the yellow tags, actually.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're fading it out. There's no new customers, and it's stopping in 30 days. Well, Google Boost.
It's paper taking,
pay-per-click on places.
Yeah. It's kind of taking
off. Make so, a little bit more than 25
a month. I know
it's
Portland for sure. I don't remember the other one.
Me neither, because I was like, why Portland?
Seriously? Why not Portland?
Because we're Houston.
Yeah. That's why. It's always raining in Portland.
Exactly. I don't want to offer it in Portland, so that's coming out. Here's my guess. It's going to do okay, but the more people that start getting Android phones, it's going to take off and will be the Groupon in a couple years, because I really do think they're gonna find a way to integrate that into people's cell phones and start pushing ads all the time.
Groupon just raised $6 million.
Six
on top of the $16 million they raised a few weeks ago.
Like,
just capital.
Like, why?
Why not?
So they can expand cities and they're offering. I just read also, I didn't cover this in the news, that Amazon is coming out with their own tablet, and it's an interesting thing. Because what they're saying is it has the potential to compete against Apple.
Who's that?
Apple's got an Amazon tablet. Because Amazon has access to all the movies, the music, and everything.
Wait, like an Amazon,
Amazonian
it
tablet.
It has Amazon on, like they.
Like an Amazon tablet.
It's SMH at Amazon.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but seriously.
Retweet. So I just thought that was interesting because that's about, okay, let's give away our tablets, but give people access to apps and store and everything. Okay. So. It's an interesting concept.
I didn't think Amazon actually made anything or was ever going or to. They're not going to make it, but yeah, they're going to put their name on it. But I didn't know there was
the Kindle.
That's Amazon?
Yeah. The Kindle's Amazon. So they've already even got some of the technology and some of the structure in place. So.
Yeah, but those things suck compared to like tablets.
I got tablets is in my blanks there too.
Yeah. Oh, you got some tablets?
My mom has a Kindle. And I was like, this is cool. What's cool is that it looks like
a book.
It looks like a book. And I was like, wow.
And the battery lasts forever. Like, but it's like a week.
It's cool until you play with a tablet. And then it's like, that sucks.
Yeah. What is that piece
because of crap? I have a Kindle app on this tablet and then everything else. I was like,
They did hit in the commercial they have the one aspect that is actually better than a tablet. And that is the fact that you can read it in bright light. Like the only thing you've got really is it can be read in a bright light.
Okay, so
like in the
next time I'm in an interrogation room with lights on me, I whip out my Kindle
and it won't be an iPhone because I don't want them to know I'm at the
See? I see the Kindle sales just
Kindle.
So which is probably why they're like, let's come out with a tablet.
Let's do it. It looks better.
Because they probably have more people with a Kindle app on their phone or their tablet than with Kindles.
Yeah.
That's what I would
That's probably true. Yeah. I would say that's true. All right. So we do have one other piece of useful information aside from us kind of waxing philosophical about technology. First link priority. So we've got this article. It's got a really good image. I'm trying to figure out. It was written by Ben Stickland. And it's, is that right, Stickland?
Yeah.
Ben Stickland.
Yeah, probably should say Strickland, but maybe it's Stickland.
Maybe Stickland.
I don't know.
And it's talking about the fact that Google gives priority to the first link that you have to a particular page on a given page. So that is, say, your home page links to, in our case, say, internet marketing. And we may have multiple links to that internet marketing page. And the point that it's making is if your first link is an image going to that internet marketing page and your second one is anchor text going to that internet marketing page, you really want Google not to ignore the second one, because even though you have alt tags don't have as much value as anchor text. Yeah. And so so you want that first link on the page to be, this all kind of fits in with link sculpting.
Link sculpting, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what the problem people run into is that they'll have the logo, right, the image you're talking about,
yeah,
and it'll link to the home page. Mm-hmm. Not too much value in the home page per se, you know, unless it's a built like a landing page. And then the next link will usually say home.
Right, right.
You know, which is another link to the home page.
So now you got two.
Two going to the home page.
With a zero value. Yeah.
And then the biggest problem people make is their top nav will come first, and top nav will usually be home, about us.
Yeah.
You know.
Products in general. Yeah.
And so these are your first four links that Google is seeing, and they don't have any value.
Yeah.
So what we should do is, in your coding, tell the robot to skip to second nav.
Yeah.
You can do this on the style sheet. And your second nav is usually your primary products. There's where you have, you know,
the keyword rich links. Yeah.
Yeah. You have, you know, residential plumbing services.
Yeah.
Or commercial SEO plumbing services. Or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever your secondary nav is. So yeah, no follow those first ones. First off, do that, and then have it go to your secondary nav first. Link sculpting 101.
And there was an interesting kind of subtext to this, which was, how does WordPress handle first link priority? And basically it says it's a pretty good idea, but you got to do there's some manual stuff that you need to do in that kind of link sculpting. And it depends on your theme. If you've got control over the CSS and can actually manipulate it like you just said, then that's a good theme, and it'll be a lot easier. If you're using kind of a more challenging WordPress theme, then it's not going to work very well.
There's something I read about link sculpting a couple weeks back, and I don't believe it was with the Farmer Panda update, but I think it came in February. They had an algorithm change that it had a significant impact on link sculpting. Before, okay, if you have 10 links on a page,
yeah, we talked about that.
I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but I read this. If you have 10 links on a page, right, and every link does is kind of takes 10% of the page rank of that page and sends 10% of it to the other page, right? So you have 10 links, you have a page rank of whatever, 10% goes to each link. But now they've kind of changed it. So you used to be able to
block.
You can no-follow five, and then you only have another five.
And those five will get 20%.
It'll get 20%, yeah. But that's not true anymore.
Yeah, now if you no-follow five, then those other five still just have 10.
Yes.
They didn't increase the rank.
So you can't do that anymore.
And there are techniques, again, that there are more complicated techniques for link sculpting so that really Google doesn't know that those are outbound links.
Yeah.
And so that's a technique that you would want to use for that.
So here's what I get from this. If you are just you write an article or a blog and you just got a buttload of links, you know, you got 50 links on this page, you are diluting you're diluting the value of each link. Yeah. Each link is valued very, very little. And then you have 50 links on a page. If 10 of them go to the same page, Google doesn't care anyway. It's only going to look at the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
Link spamming.
Yeah. Not only are you wasting time, but no one cares. Like, Google, the search bot doesn't really care.
The reader doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I definitely
don't care. I'm not going to click the same link 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So definitely don't do that. So you need to watch the way you do your linking.
Good. We covered some valuable information. I was worried there for a minute. All right. Do we have any blank stare news?
That blank stare.
All right. Wait.
That was one of our best ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
That might have been better than last week's blank.
Yeah.
Oh, so check this out. I told you I had a tablet blank stare, right? This blank stare goes to Research in Motion.
All right.
RIM.
Yeah. They're making the BlackBerry guys.
They released it, the BlackBerry playbook. Right? Here's why it's a blank stare.
BlackBerry sucks.
Have you ever used a BlackBerry?
No.
I don't know.
I had 300,000
You're the dude in the forum who's like, I didn't even watch his video and it sucks. So,
I hate Jordan.
I couldn't get past the first chorus.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
All cap.
Retweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so check them. So they had, remember, iPad had 300,000 pre-sale orders.
Right.
Opening day, BlackBerry did a huge push. They closed out with 40,000 sales.
Oh, wait. Apple did or BlackBerry had 300,000?
No, Apple had 300,000 pre-orders.
And
real BlackBerry had 40,000 total.
Dang. I mean, because see, who uses a BlackBerry that doesn't get one at work?
Yeah, but look at the numbers, though. Like, BlackBerry still controls a huge share of the market.
But I think you're right. Who uses a BlackBerry that didn't get one from work? At work? That's why BlackBerry is so popular, because Chevron will buy 10,000 at a time.
True enough, it is more for corporate usage. But there's a lot of younger generation people using them, mainly because of the BBM.
Yeah,
okay. BBM is moving right now. Yeah. So a lot of people.
But that's how. Like, my wife is from Panama, and if they've got BlackBerries down there, and you got them here, you got free access. Yeah.
My brother owns a BlackBerry. He's the only person I know that owns a BlackBerry. That bought a BlackBerry on purpose. He did not get it at work.
Kim did it.
Oh, really?
I had her on Android. She didn't like it. She went back to BlackBerry.
Wow.
Wow,
man! So 40,000.
That's a blank stare news.
Gosh. Blank stare, sweetie. Just.
So it was a nice try, Rim.
I think it looked grown.
Their ads good. I mean,
as soon as they switched like nice to device. Android, bro.
You are just the bastard comments of today. As soon as they get a real operating system like Android.
I mean, because I think this is a classic case of reinventing the wheel. You know, Apple did it, you know, they did it first. Android probably did it best. If you can't compete with those two, why even try? Like, if you can't beat them, join them.
But maybe they can. Remember, you haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah. It might be the best thing spoken right now, man. It might be. But I'm like,
that thing sucks.
So, it's why I don't like BlackBerries. Because they have the whole keypad on the phone. That's why I don't like it.
That's the only reason I first had it. I used to be a strong BlackBerry user. Yeah.
I'm just like, and I don't even have big fingers, but I always push two or three letters at a time. And I was like, this sucks. So now I'm on my soapbox. I have, you know, conjured up all this negative energy towards BlackBerry just because of the keyboard on the one BlackBerry I've ever held in my life.
What was the time?
Five seconds. Dude, no, I was like, here, take this. I can't use this.
I tried to type my name.
Didn't work.
Did you hear about Blecko? Uh-huh. Blecko search results will now include Facebook comments.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's what's up. But who the hell uses Blecko that's not in SEO? Seriously.
Well, that's why I'm telling y'all, right? Yeah.
That's what's up.
We use Blecko.
Yeah, that's what's up. I think that's very cool.
That is cool. Well, it's those kinds of things that'll help them. You know, their goal isn't to be 90% traffic. They would, if they can hit 5 of all search traffic,
that's still millions of traffic.
Yeah.
So Google, get on the bandwagon, man. Seriously, quit hating.
Gosh. The world according to Paul as a useless commenter.
On the back, it's gonna have, I don't know why Google's just hating on Facebook right now.
Alright, so this has been the laughingest podcast. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. We do actually cover SEO information today.
And we do websites.
And paid search.
And paid search and social marketing. Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of things we do. We're the most popular SEO podcast because of you guys. We really do appreciate you. Please go on, like us on our Facebook page, follow us on our Twitter page, facebook.com/ewebstyle, twitter.com/ewebstyle. Hit us up with an email, podcast@e-webstyle.com, youtube.com/ewebstyle. We really appreciate you guys listening. We love your comments. I actually had a survey out on our Facebook page, and it either accidentally got deleted or I don't know. I'm going to repost that survey because we really like to know what business you guys are in. Are you B2B product, B2B service, B2C product, or B2C service? That was kind of the best categories I could come up with that were broad and useful.
Yeah, that's a great because we used to always ask, like, man, I wonder, we always would guess that this is what our listener base does, but we really guessed.
Yeah, it was a total shoot in the dark.
Yeah.
Shot in the dark. All right, thank you guys for listening. This has been podcast number 104.
Hang on.
Yeah?
My homegirl Shantae Walton is whooping me on Facebook, and this goes out to you. I'm coming after you.
On Facebook?
Oh, excuse me. On Words with Friends.
Words with Friends.
Ah.
That's why he's so angry.
That is why I'm angry. Yes. She scored a 55-point word this morning and just, it's been having a bad
55?
Effect.
55? Wow, 55. That's a lot. Dude, that's a whole lot.
Yeah, super catch.
How are you going to come back from that?
Man, I don't know, but I am. I'm going to cheat. I'm just going to say, I'm going to use the Scrabble word finder.
I'm going to cheat.
I do. Well, I don't, but I'm going to cheat this time.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. My name is Chris Perez.
Paul Hanson.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining. Gonna set me free.